Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
Would you like to have more money? My guess is the answer is yes. And would you like to have a greater ability to magnetize more abundance into your life? My guess the answer is also yes. And I want to congratulate you then for listening to this podcast episode, because you are automatically putting yourself into a greater consciousness of abundance simply by asking the question of how do I attract more abundance? The reason why I got interested in this started actually when I moved into the yoga community. And when you're living in this yoga community, you don't get to make a lot of money. But I didn't want to live a poor life. I like nice things. I like to eat well. And it was still a very simple life, but there's a few expenses that you have. And what I realized was I could start making passive income investments, like in real estate, and make some extra money on the side and still invest all of my time in serving at the community. And it was really wonderful to have that, because when I watched people around me as well, there was a different relationship with money. And people sometimes even lost the belief that they had the ability to magnetize more money to their lives, or assumed that they needed to be poor. So it's great to see that contrast. And when I moved out of the community and back into the world, and it'd been almost 7 years since I really lived in the world, so I wanted to know what makes the world tick right now. How do you run a business? How do you make money in the world today? And I started taking all sorts of courses. And in the midst of that, I ended up being a lead coach for a business development program. And as I was coaching people, I realized that there's individual things that you have to work on with each person individually, but there were certain things that were set up that were the same for each person, and I created an 8 to 10 week program that anyone can do. That will eventually be an online course through my website so that people can have access to that as a group and it becomes more accessible. And what I wanted to do was just share some of the ideas that come out of this understanding that I feel can help you all, that come through my experience and come through additional trainings that I have been to. So let's get started. To me, everything is energy, which means money is a form of energy. Of course, I'm saying to me, but when you go study science, they say everything is made of energy. At one point, people just all served together and they didn't even need an exchange in order to have things, right? And then it became a more divided life and we needed to make trades. And people were interested in more than just what was available in their immediate area, especially as we started to travel more and see more opportunities. But it was trading objects. Eventually, it became training for money. You know, we created a system, but it hasn't existed for all times. It's something that we created in this society. And what you may notice, right, today, there's Bitcoin and other things that people have been creating to say, hey, maybe we could create a new structure and a new system of exchange. There's the Burning Man experience that a lot of people go to where they explain, I've never been, but they explain that there is a free exchange of anything at any time during those few days. So that's another mindset that people have been toying with. I believe that then if you look at money as a form of energy and an object that is traded, that it comes in abundance. And besides that, if you just look at money itself, because today money is paper, paper can get printed all the time. A lot of times people are going to say to look at your past in order to understand your relationship with money so we can change that. So absolutely you can start that way because the paradigm that you have built yourself up with from the past is going to create your present reality. So what do we want to counteract and shift? What are those beliefs that we grew up with? You can even make a list of what are all the statements that your parents used to say about money. What was their relationship with money? What did they teach you about money? Right? So we hear money doesn't grow on trees. Well, actually it does, right? One, because it's paper. And two, let's look at this a different way. Fruit, avocado, they grow on trees and they become money because they become a form of object that you trade for money and then you trade money for other things. I mean, maybe you could just skip the in-between and just trade the fruit for something else. So money does grow on trees. And then they say you should work hard, right? Well, today we're learning that actually you just need to work smart, or as one of my teachers said, right. Choosing the right thing. If you've ever listened to Timothy Ferris and read or listened to his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, that's going to give you some ideas of how to be more efficient with your time. One of the things you can look at is the 80-20 principle. Often, 20% of what you're actually doing is making 80% of the abundance that is flowing into your life. So how could you re-navigate your time to focus more on that 20% that has a bigger return on your actions? Here's a fun exercise to do. Make a list of all of the main things that you've done in your life that actually would normally have value if it was in a different scenario. If you are a mom, what would a nanny make? And what are all the things that a mom does? A mom might be a cook. A mom might be a home cleaner. A mom might be a study tutor. What do each of those people make? A mom might be a coach. A mentor, what do coaches and mentors make? A mom might be a chauffeur. What do chauffeurs make? So hopefully this gives you ideas, even if you're not a mom, to think about all of the things that you've done. And if those are occupations that somebody else has, what's the value? So now you're going to look at the fact that you have actually already done an exchange of probably millions of dollars. So this will help boost your relationship with money and your ability to have abundance and see that what your worth is. And then what you're going to do is look at the areas in which you have been abundant in your life. And now when I say the word, it's not just about money. So do you have a lot of friends? Do you feel a lot of joy? Are you really good at a particular sport? Whatever it might be, what is it that you do that makes you so successful in that area? Make a list of that and then ask yourself, how do I apply those things, those abilities to my ability to attract more abundance in the form of the energy we call money? So you actually probably already know how to attract more abundance in your life because you're probably doing it in another area in life. You know, even if it's I'm really good at being lazy. I'm really good at not making money. Like I'm good at spending money. I'm good at losing money. But you're good at something. Is there something that you repeatedly do in your life? What is it that draws you to repeatedly do that and be successful at it? See how you can apply that ability there. And as we move forward, we're looking more deeply at your mindset, and we want to rewrite the story of the past, which means you can take the list of those beliefs, like money doesn't grow on trees, and rewrite them to be a positive affirmation. Money doesn't grow on trees. No, I am really able to be creative at the ways in which I attract abundance. Okay, you have to work hard in order to earn money. It could be, I know the right ways to work to easily allow money to flow into my life. So again, think of positive words. Think of the words you want your mind to be thinking of to put into those statements. Here's one of my favorite exercises to do to help put you in the mindset. You've probably heard about the idea of visualizing and the benefits of journaling. So both of those are very beneficial for releasing emotions and for creating the story of what we want in life, because how we think often tends to become our reality. So my favorite exercise to do is to write about an ideal day in 10 years. And by the way, I am being very brief about all of these things. You're always welcome to contact me to work in more detail on understanding how to do these things a little bit better. Then as you write that ideal day in 10 years, or you write your goal list, what you want to do is remind yourself every single day of those benefits, of the visualization that you want. If you could spend even 5 minutes on this a day, then you'll start to see a huge shift in how you feel and what comes to you in life. Now, I'm talking about mindset, but what I'm going to say is that's not always the end-all thing in order to make it happen. And the reason why I say that is just because recently I had this experience where I was holding myself in a mindset of just being able to make a certain amount. And when I actually was working on my taxes recently and looked at what I made last year, I made way, way more, like probably 10 times more than the abundance mindset that my mind was at. And why did that happen? Because I took the right actions in order to make money, in order to attract abundance into my life. So sometimes just taking the right actions overcomes the mindset that we have. It's similar to that concept of feel the fear, but do it anyways. So remember, you can still take action, even if it's baby steps, to get to where you want to go, even if you don't believe in your ability to get there. But some of the things that are really helpful to do in terms of those actions are to take the time to evaluate your spending so that you're very clear on what you're spending, and maybe there's something you could drop, or just how much money you need to be earning in order to cover all of those expenses, and create a real plan to not just how do I earn exactly what I need, but what do I want to invest in my education, in fun, in long-term savings for a new car or a new home, whatever it might be, paying off debt. So have that plan in place. And again, that's something that I love working with people on. So always reach out to me for that. And by the way, just so you know how to reach out to me, you can call 503-307-3756. And if I'm in a meeting, just leave a message or email me info@avitalmiller.com. Avital is A, V for victory, I, T for talented, A, L. Miller is M, like Mary, I-L-L-E-R. So the other interesting thing that you want to do once you know how much you want to be making is figure out how you're going to get it. And there's one very simple thing that you're going to do. So you're going to say first, all right, well, is what I'm already making enough? No. Okay. Is there a way where I could put more hours in my job? And would that be enough? Or let's say that you're an entrepreneur, you have your own business, and one of the things you do is you work one-on-one with clients. Okay. How much do you make per client? And how many clients are you currently seeing? So how much money you're currently making towards that goal? Or take it in the other direction. What is the goal that you want? Divide that by the amount that you make per client. And then that tells you how many clients you need. And, you know, break this down if it, you need it to be per month, per week, whatever that might be. So how many clients do you need per week? Okay, well, what effort does it take to get that many clients per week? Again, the 80-20 rule is often an easy principle. So let's say that you need 2 clients. Then you'd be making 10 phone calls to assure that you get 2 clients, because 20% of the effort is often the results that you get. So that's one way to do the math. Are you putting ads out? Are you giving talks, you know, speaking engagements? How many speaking engagements do you need to have in order to get that many clients, in order to get your money goal? You have to remember that if you want different results, you need to do something different from what you've already been doing. If you keep doing things in the same way you've been doing, generally you can expect to get the same results. So out of all of these ideas that I'm mentioning, at least try one of them so that you can do at least one thing different. And I'm going to leave you with this affirmation. And you can repeat it the first time in a loud voice, if that's possible where you are. The treasury of the infinite is mine. For its wealth is energy. And I am energy. Repeat in a regular voice. The treasury of the infinite is mine. For its wealth is energy. And I am energy. Repeat in a whisper. The treasury of the infinite is mine. For its wealth is energy. And I am energy. Repeat this now silently inside your head, imagining that this concept is already one with your being, and you're just bringing it forward to your conscious awareness. The treasury of the infinite is mine, for its wealth is energy. And I am energy.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens, or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast, assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.